The Right to Work bill continues its speedy trip through the Capitol. An assembly committee took hours of testimony yesterday, and WUWM's Annalise Hensel joins us now for the latest. Good morning.
Hey, Rachel.
So if you wouldn't mind, please give us a roundup of yesterday's debate.
Sure. Well, first, it was lengthy. It went on for nearly 12 hours, and the committee chair let it go on longer than originally planned because so many people wanted to speak. That compares to last week when a Senate committee cut debate short. As was the case during that Senate panel meeting last week, the vast majority of those who spoke testified in opposition to the bill. Now, Right to Work would ban the practice of requiring private sector employees to join unions or pay union dues. Some fear if dues become voluntary, membership will drop dramatically, thus weakening unions. Manufacturer Peter Schroffnagel is chair of Super Excavators Incorporated, and he believes his business would suffer if unions do. He says unions are good for his company because they provide a lot of the job training and job recruitment that he can't afford.
If it passes throughout the country, I have to have my own HR department. I have to have my own training facilities. I have to have all those things in place. Cost me a lot more money because I can't afford to do it on my own.
A couple business owners said they are Republicans, like the lawmakers shepherding Right to Work through the legislature, and they don't understand why GOP lawmakers think it's appropriate to, quote, meddle with private businesses. Some of the other speakers say they believe lawmakers are just not listening to citizens, but rather donors. Here's one of them, Will Williams.
I don't see how you can even sleep at night, and I don't believe you do. You're vampires. You suck the blood out of working people to go and satisfy the people that give you the money for your campaigns to pass the legislation that the corporation want.
So what were the main arguments among proponents of Right to Work?
State Representative Chris Capango was first to speak. The Delafield Republican is the lead sponsor of the bill in the assembly. And Capango says he believes Right to Work is about giving workers a choice of whether they should have to give their money to an organization.
As history has proven, promoting individual liberty and freedom maximizes the prosperity of the individual and the society as a whole.
The founder of a nonprofit group called Union Conservatives also spoke. His name is Terry Bowman. And Bowman believes many union members don't feel they get anything valuable from their union. So he says that union officials are laughing, quote, all the way to the golf course as they spend union members' money, and they're not accountable to those workers. Bowman says Right to Work would change that because unions would have to prove their value.
It returns some of a worker's power back to them. Union officials realize that there are consequences to inaction, consequences to poor representation, consequences to poor management of worker funds, and consequences to the immense political spending that largely goes to one side of the political aisle.
So, Annalise, where do things head from here?
The bill now moves on to the full assembly, and it's expected to vote on it by the end of the week. Passage is all but certain because Republicans who favor Right to Work hold a big majority in the assembly. And Governor Walker has said that he will sign the bill immediately when it gets to his desk, and the Right to Work law would take effect right away.
Thank you very much, Annalise.
You're welcome.